The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Opening day, baby, finally here. North Carolina, Villanova will meet for that national championship title. And oh yeah, I gotta say it, Golden State loses to the Boston Celtics. Great basketball game, to be honest with you. Watch the game, great stuff. But making it a little bit more difficult on themselves to maybe break history. And with that being said, Scottie Pippen, the latest guy to come out and say, well, those 95-96 Bulls could beat, not only beat, but sweep the Golden State Warriors. I mean, come on now. Let's just... I hate when guys do that. I really do. I hate it because, truth be told, they can't stand the fact that somebody else is having a great season and they've got to put their two cents in. Well, let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime before I go off on a tangent too bad. But, Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. I respect the history of the Chicago Bulls, but they're starting to turn in. Those 96 Bulls are starting to turn into the 72 Dolphins, and people are going to grow tired of hearing it very quickly. There's one thing that Golden State could do to shut everybody up, and that's to win 73 basketball games.
I agree 100%. And with that being said, speaking of opening day, Matt Harvey making his first career opening day start tonight against the Royals. So interesting stuff. I believe they've had six different guys for the Mets in the past 6 years with opening day. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
And put your head up.
Spring's almost here, and soon it will be mowing season. I'm Danny Lipper with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about making sure your mower is ready to get the job done this year, right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Since your mower's been sitting idle for the last few months, it will need a little attention before you fire it up this spring. First, remove the spark plug wire before you check the blade for sharpness and balance. If the blade is dull, remove and sharpen it. You can do this yourself or take it to a professional. A dull blade will simply tear the grass instead of making a clean cut, and that can lead to lawn disease. Clean the mower housing inside and out and lubricate all moving parts, including the wheels. Then make sure to install a brand new spark plug and fill the tank with fresh gasoline. Gas that's been sitting in a container or a mower for a few months will potentially gum up the motor. Finally, remember to think safety when you start up the mower to take on the lawn this year. I'm Danny Lippard with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Does have some of that rotation. I may get the bounce.
Oh, Ricochet romance.
You know you're a shooter when you get a touch like that.
You'll see him block some shots. They're looking for the lob. And that's nice light.
Oh, and he tapped it right in.
Well, they've got a piece of light, I think, don't you?
Yes. Followed up by Johnson.
Wow. Nice. Look at this. Nice extra pass.
Gets it up. That. And count the basket for Meeks.
Jackson. Nice
only
pass.
Carolina underneath.
I don't know about that.
Basket counts for Benajay.
Booney.
Two Tar Heels on him, and they reject it. Up ahead to Page, his second basket of the night.
Well, this is critical. I think we can get a timeout.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Some clips, obviously, from the Tar Heels and March Madness in general. And I got a couple things I want to say about March Madness. I think it is the greatest tournament. Don't get me wrong. I really do. I love it. It's the greatest tournament because you're only guaranteed 40 minutes. However, I do not think you actually find out, in most cases, who the best team in the country is because it's like six games and only one versus the way that the NBA does it where you're guaranteed to find out. Again, not 100%, but most of the time. I mean, we've had a fluke here and there where an 8 beat a 1 seed, I believe Denver beating Seattle long, long ago, and Dikembe Mutombo put the finger up and started that whole thing. But I'm just saying, I love the tournament. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. But I'm really questioning as to whether or not they actually find the best team. And the reason I'm saying this is because some interesting things happened. You know, you had Oklahoma lose by 40-some-odd points to Villanova. And earlier in the year, Oklahoma beats Villanova relatively handily. So this is a major turnaround. I think Oklahoma had a bad day. I really do. However, let's not take any credit away from what Villanova did. They have beaten some very good basketball teams, or who we thought were very good basketball teams, and now they've got themselves an opportunity to win a national title. And they've always had a lot of hype when they get in the tournament. This year, they got a little bit underneath the radar because they weren't a number one seed. And sometimes maybe that can be a real helpful thing. On the other hand, North Carolina did hold their seed. I think they're the most complete basketball team, but you never know. I mean, Villanova, very hungry, very inspired, and playing phenomenal basketball at this point, Jeff. So I expect the national title game to be a great game. I really do. Unfortunately, the Final Four did not live up to what we would have expected or what we would have hoped for.
You know, we saw a lot of heart from Villanova. You know, this was a team that wasn't up by 40 points this entire game. You know, this is an 11-point game at halftime. Oklahoma kept having those moments, you know, particularly the Jordan Woodward, the free throw miss where he catches them sleeping at the wheel, throws it in and makes it an 11-point game again. It looked like Oklahoma was on their way back. Everybody's waiting for Buddy Hield to flip the switch. He had a poor night shooting. Unfortunately, Oklahoma isn't stable enough behind him to be able to support a subpar night from Buddy Hield. And, of course, just an unbelievable, reminiscent of the 1985 National Championship game, shooting percentage day from the Villanova Wildcats and Jay Wright's team from the field.
if they shoot like that, man, it's pretty tough to see anybody being able to beat them. With that being said, North Carolina really struggled from three-point land in the first half. They're still winning by double digits. They can just beat you in so many different ways, and I think that that's what makes them so special. You know what? Roy Williams doesn't really have to do much when you got talent like that running the floor, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Yeah, and Syracuse got into foul trouble. They played zone. They forced North Carolina to take the shots that they weren't making. But North Carolina, just too much talent. And, you know, they owned the offensive glass, got the second chance points. And, you know, I mean, this game was close with like 6 or 7 minutes left. You know, what was it? It was like 70-64 at one point, I want to say. And North Carolina in those, you know, in that 38th, 39th, 40th minute just absolutely pulled away and showed why they're the chalk pick for this entire tournament, even though, you know, we didn't necessarily know that they were going to be one of the final two teams. They're still the chalk pick right now.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, March Madness, like I said, do you have any comment about my statement where I said I love the tournament, I think it's great, but I don't necessarily think we will always find out who the best team is? In this case, we may very well, because North Carolina was darn good all year. Villanova was darn good all year. So it's kind of hard to make an argument about these two teams. But I'm just saying that, you know, Syracuse getting to the Final Four, somewhat of a, you know, fluke when you have a 10 seed do that. Oklahoma was great, don't get me wrong, but they definitely didn't show up when the Final Four came, losing by 40-plus. And I'm not blaming it on Buddy. I hate to say it, but, you know, he had a bad game. He's entitled to have a bad game. He had so many great games that you kind of expect greatness all the time from somebody. But also, let's give credit on that, too. Good defensive plan to shut Buddy Hield down and let everybody else beat you, which we found out was a very difficult task. So if you take Buddy out of the mix, they're not a very good basketball team, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, they're not LSU without Ben Simmons, or even LSU with Ben Simmons, as the case is. I think Lon Kruger tried to do everything he can, and then they just got caught in the quick. When they went down by about 26, everything to, you know, just shut down, and that's why it was such a disastrous final. But I'm with you. The, you know, the tournament's not the best team. It's the team that can win six games in a row, which is, you know, the most literal way of describing this tournament. You know, it's a 68-team field. It's a long season. We don't see a lot of these teams play each other. So I think at the end of the day, it's more of an exhibition. It's the finish line is just getting to this weekend. Those four teams, they get the accolades like no other semifinalist in all of sport.
That's true. I mean, and again, whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it, you make it to the Final Four. It's an elite group. It's an elite company. So I understand that. Again, great tournament. Do not get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from March Madness. I love it. I absolutely love it. Best time of the year, if you ask me. But just questioning whether or not you find who the best team actually is. And again, this year, we may actually find that. North Carolina, you can make a very good argument that they are the best team in the country. And the same thing goes for Villanova, to be honest with you. And they just did it a little bit under the radar. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, Jeff. I really do, in the sense of good guard play from both of these teams. We know that. But Villanova also has the bigs to get up and down the floor with those bigs from North Carolina. I think it's going to be a real tussle. I really do. I think we're looking at an excellent basketball game.
Yeah, I agree. I think that if it just comes down to talent in a vacuum, North Carolina wins this game 9 times out of 10. But look at that hustle from Villanova. Look at Hart. Look at Jenkins. I mean, Archie Ziyako. I mean, all those guys, they embody what Jay Wright wants in a basketball team.
Jay Wright, let's talk about him for just a quick minute. How do you feel about him? You know, I think he's a great coach. I really do. And, you know, a lot of times he's had some great teams, hasn't lived up to the billing for them. Again, I said it before, kind of under the radar with this team, does get to the final game, has a great chance to win the national title. What can you say about this guy? He's a solid coach, man.
maybe a little bit more hunger than Roy's going to have. You know, those blue bloods, they believe that they belong there. I think Villanova thinks they really had to scratch and claw and earn their way there. I think that might play to be an advantage. I'm hoping for a good game on Monday night. You know, we don't get a lot of great NCAA championship games, a lot of great tournament games, but the championship game itself has been a little lackluster over the years. Let's hope that's not the case on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, interesting how it'll all shake out. Roy Williams, a lot of talent. Maybe could have more titles with him as well when you think about it. Had some great teams for him at Kansas, too, back in the day. And North Carolina's had some great teams, too, that he hasn't been able to get over the hump with. But you know what? They're there. This should be an excellent matchup. It really should be. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Do you have an actual time on this game for Monday night, Jeff?
With the time zones, I'm always off. I believe it's a 9:05 tip usually Eastern time.
So definitely, it'll be like a midnight finish for those people on the East Coast. But anyways, we are up against it. I know we got music. So on the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk some baseball. It's opening day. We got to do it, man. It is what it is. And we got a lot of time to talk about it. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-8255. 7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot going on in the sports world, so if you have something on your mind that we're not talking about, it's cool, man. Anything is anything that's on your mind is always on our mind, to be honest with you. So if we're not talking about it, you can bring it up to us. But without further ado, we are going to jump out to the phones and hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter on opening day baseball. I know you love it, John. I really do.
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, it's a pretty special day for baseball fans everywhere, whether they're casual fans, fans of a specific team, serious fans, guys or ladies that like to put a dollar on a game here and there. Every team starts off even, and everybody thinks their team still has a chance to win. And you tend to salivate when the around Labor Day when the NFL starts, and Jeff feels the same way when college football starts in August. This is my time of year, opening day in baseball, and I'm sitting here in Toronto at around 11:30 on a Sunday morning on opening day. It's 27 degrees outside. It's blustery. I was in Guelph, Ontario yesterday, which is about 60 miles northwest of Toronto, and there was a snowstorm, but doesn't dampen my enthusiasm for opening day, and I'm going to sit down and watch the Blue Jays in Tampa Bay this afternoon, and spring will finally be here as far as I'm concerned.
I gotta tell you guys, you know, I'm sitting there Saturday. It's the first Saturday in April. We've got exhibition games in baseball. We got the semifinals in college basketball that Dorford I talked about in the opening segment. But why is an opening day on Saturday? It's almost like Major League Baseball is too acquainted or too obsessed with the sick day on Monday, that they like playing these games while everybody's supposed to be at work, and very few people are if you get into opening day as much as people like John Poulter and myself do. So I'm a little upset that baseball is prolonged opening day when they could have easily started on a Saturday afternoon. And it was a beautiful day in Phoenix, Arizona anyway.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Jeff. I mean, I can remember when opening day was often in the middle of the week. And, of course, for most teams, you have a home opener, of course, and you have a season opener, and they're not always the same day. And the Blue Jays open up this Friday night. So Friday is a good day to also have a ball game. But I've been to lots of opening days when it's been Tuesday afternoon, Monday night. You can pretty well space it out throughout the week, but I would have thought that your suggestion is very good, that they could easily have made it a weekend. Perhaps they don't want to compete too much with the college basketball, and perhaps that's why the key game is Sunday, to avoid the semifinals in the Final Four and the college basketball final on Monday night. I think we'll all agree that sports now has become as much about dollars as it has about competing on the field. And when money is generated by having the games with no competition, perhaps that's the reason behind it.
Interesting points from both of you guys. That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports who joins us each and every week talking Major League Baseball. We also talk hockey with him, but obviously opening day, and we're going to talk a lot of baseball. Hey, I want to get things started with something I talked about last week, but we never got a chance to actually get into it. The Cleveland Indians have a very good pitching staff. Is it fair to say that they may have the best pitching staff in all of baseball, John?
Well, you did raise that last week, and I did give it a fair amount of thought throughout the week, and I kind of narrowed it down to four, Andy, Cleveland being one of them. I think Houston, the Mets, and the Cubs, also some very strong rotations. Houston might be better in my mind simply because not only are they equal in talent with the Indians, but they do have that experience of getting close last year, and I think those guys will be a little bit hardened in terms of pressure and pennant race experience. And I think if we, and this is going to hurt Jeff when I say this, but I think if we look at the two teams on paper, we're going to see that Houston is probably a deeper team than Cleveland. And while we all know that pitching is anywhere from 70 to 90% of the game, what happens behind you and what happens when your team has a bat in its hands often determines how good the rotation is. And I'd have to say from that standpoint that I think Houston is probably a little bit better in terms of an all-round rotation, and who can argue with the Mets? The Mets have a great rotation. It's deep, and it's also very young, but along with that comes the possibility of injury, the possibility of inexperience, pressure creeping in. So I would say that there's four really top rotations, and then you can add to that two or three other teams where you've got the Pirates, which is a very average rotation, but with Ray Searidge as a pitching coach, he always seems to improve that pitching staff to over-deliver from what we expect. And I think one thing that's going to be interesting this year is that Mike Maddox, moving from Texas to Washington as the pitching coach, Washington itself has a strong rotation to start with. It'll be interesting to see how much effect Maddox has on it.
You know, let me follow that up with this, John. Houston was a surprise last year. Kansas City shouldn't be a surprise anymore, and they never get a lot of love. Why, first of all, but second of all, do you think they prove everybody wrong once again?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that Kansas City's the strongest team in the American League Central, and quite possibly the strongest team in the American League. But and to your point, they're certainly not going to be a surprise anymore. They were a surprise 2 years ago. Many people thought they couldn't do it 2 years in a row. They proved those people wrong last year, not only proving them wrong, but going all the way and winning the ultimate prize in the World Series and doing it fairly handily. I guess a lot of people don't see Kansas City all that much because they're in what's designated as a smaller mid-market. I think it's great that they've built the team the way that they have through homegrown players and through very astute trades. They haven't really gone out and ever signed big-name free agents, certainly not in this decade. They did perhaps in the late 80s, early 90s. They were into the free agent market, but since payrolls have skyrocketed to where they are, they've done it the hard way, the slow way, and the proper way, and that's built through good drafting and good developing. So I don't think Kansas City is going to surprise anybody. I think with Houston, I just think that last year they learned how to get there, number one. Number two, they learned the hard way that you're never really there until you've got that 27th out, and that's the only reason that they lost to Kansas City. I think they a little bit took it for granted that perhaps they had won that game and Kansas City showed its mettle and came back. And the Astros have now gone out and strengthened themselves in a couple of areas. So I have to think that the Astros are just as good a team as Kansas City, and I can see that as being an American League Championship Series matchup, and whichever team was to win that and go on and represent the American League in the World Series certainly wouldn't embarrass themselves.
You know, we talked about the defending world champion, Kansas City Royals. We talked about my Cleveland Indians a little bit. Just to add on to that, I think that the Indians have too many offensive positions in peril. All of their outfield slots, they're starting Juan Uribe at third base, and Mike Napoli is in 2016 is something of an unknown commodity. So there's a lot of question marks surrounding the Cleveland Indians. I think there's a lot fewer question marks surrounding a team also in that Central Division with the Detroit Tigers. They add Justin Upton. You figure Castellanos is due for a good year. They add Zimmerman. I think there's a lot to look at with that Detroit Tigers team. We've kind of dismissed them because they've been unable to cross the finish line over the last 5 or 6 years, despite having the best hitter in all of baseball in one Miguel Cabrera. But, I mean, what's the argument against Detroit in the American League Central and, you know, perhaps the entire World Series this year, John?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is age and injury, which often come together in this game. I look specifically at Detroit's two best hitters, one of whom you've mentioned in Cabrera, the second one being Victor Martinez, two of the greatest hitters in the game right now and perhaps two of the best hitters that we've seen in our generation, both getting a little long in the tooth, both very susceptible to injury, and if either or both of those were to go down for any lengthy period of time, I think the Tigers would be offensively challenged. And you look at that pitching rotation, and while Verlander had a great spring, he hasn't had a great last couple of years. So, you know, what is the real Justin Verlander? Is it the Justin Verlander we saw in the last couple of years? Is it the Justin Verlander we saw this spring? Or is it the Justin Verlander that we saw 5 years ago? I think perhaps the first four or five starts might tell us that. Then you've got Sanchez and Zimmerman, and then you're looking at Pelfrey in the fourth spot and perhaps Green in the fifth spot until Daniel Norris comes back off the disabled list. Not the greatest depth in terms of a pitching staff that I've seen. I don't think they really have that stopper anymore, so there's nobody there to stop those three and four and perhaps even five-game losing streaks. And while they've sort of upgraded in the bullpen, I'm still not sold that Rodriguez is still a top-flight closer. He had a good comeback year last year. But other than that, I think Detroit does have some holes. And, you know, I just think that the competition in that division, Jeff, is a little bit too strong for them. And we're also seeing the White Sox and the Twins start to get a little stronger the last year and a half, 2 years. And from that standpoint, wins may be hard to come by.
All righty. Very good stuff. That's John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more baseball. It's opening day. Makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Got to give baseball a lot of love. Opening day, man. It's very special. John loves it. Jeff loves it. I love it. We all love it. America loves it, to be honest with you. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Boston Red Sox wishing one day they would see them win the World Series. Larry Walker comes in to get it. Two out.
The game won by the Yankees 19-8.
He the 8-up innings. Varitek gets the base hit into left. He's on with two out here in the 9th inning. Up 3-0 here in game 4. And Matt will send game 4 into the bottom of the 9th inning. Last chance for the Cardinals trying to do something against the Red Sox pitching. Pujols gets it started with a hit. Right through the legs of Folk. Is that the start the Cardinals need? Rowland hits it in the air to right center field. Kepler, one on one out. Two down. The Red Sox are one out away. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Bringing you back to about 2004 when they break the curse. And the Red Sox get a World Series championship. Anyways, we're continuing with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and I thought about something during the break before we kind of transition here over to the National League a little bit. You mentioned Detroit, Jeff, and you talked about them and how they've underperformed, let's be honest. There's another squad that has underperformed, and I'm going to put them in the same category, and I want to see if my comparison, at least to John, makes sense. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and the Detroit Tigers have both underperformed when they both maybe could have won World Series. Fair or unfair?
Extremely fair. We've talked a number of times about the Angels underperforming, and perhaps the Angels have underperformed a little bit more than the Tigers have, because the Angels have been in a division which up until last year should have been a division that they owned. It's only in the last couple of years that Houston and Texas have become good ball clubs. In the past years, if you looked at the Angels on paper and compared them to the rest of that division, they were head and shoulders above everybody. I think the Tigers were, up until the last couple of years, by far the best team in the Central Division of the American League, but nowhere near as far ahead of the opposition on paper as the Angels were. But as we all know, you play the games on the field, not on paper. And I got to be surprised that the Angels haven't blown this up before now, and I really think that this is the year. And if they don't do something this year, and quite frankly, I don't see them doing very much this year in terms of winning in the postseason, I think it's time for the Angels to determine that this isn't going to work. Let's blow this thing up and let's scale it down and let's start building another way. I just don't see Moreno sitting back and not doing something drastic with all the money that he's got invested in that team and all the money he's spent on contracts. Still goes back to the age-old thing of pitching, and the Angels' pitching has been suspect for many, many years, and it just has never worked out for them. So, yeah, I think you're right, Andy. They're very much in the same bracket.
You know, just one closing statement on this. Would you say also then maybe that Albert Pujols, bringing him there, was a huge mistake and probably the start of some of the problems for the Angels?
Well, I think it was part of it. I think you got to put Josh Hamilton in that same category. Andy, you know, Pujols was a great hitter in St. Louis. He was a great player. He just doesn't seem to have been himself since he went to L.A., whether it's age, whether it's injury, whether it's complacency. Hard to tell, but certainly we're looking at a different Albert Pujols here in 2015 and 2016 than we were looking at in 2010 and 2011. I've always wondered if perhaps Mr. Pujols is a little bit older than his official records for Major League Baseball show, simply because he came from a Latin American country, and did he perhaps indicate that he was a little bit younger than he was in order to get into the game, and perhaps that's catching up with him now. Who knows? You know, I'm not making any accusations. I'm just throwing out a thought that has crossed my mind a number of times, and you know, maybe he's getting to that age now where things just start to break down and don't work as well as they do. It's something we all face over time.
Those fans in Orange County have to be positively thrilled that they were able to steal that World Series in 2002 from the Giants. So I think it's put up or shut up time for Mike Scioscia, but I think I've been saying that for about 5 years now. So who's at the brink in the National League? Is this a year like the Dodgers have to win, or you start seeing their window of opportunity slam shut? Is there, you know, is it the Dodgers, or is there another team in the National League that fits that description?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers of the last few years, the Dodgers have been a great regular season team, and they've just fallen apart when it comes time to the postseason. I think that was probably a fairly strong factor in Don Mattingly and the Dodgers mutually agreeing that relationship wasn't going to continue to work. What is interesting there is that new manager Dave Roberts is a much different type of manager in terms of experience, ability, and style than Mattingly, yet the team on the field is pretty much the same. And I'd almost have to share that comment that we made on the Angels with respect to the Dodgers, that it's almost put up or shut up time for the Dodgers. The problem with the Dodgers is that they, too, have a tremendous number of contracts that are either unmovable, untradeable, unmanageable, put it whichever way you want. There's a tremendous amount of money tied up there. I know there's a lot of deep pockets in terms of ownership for both teams in Los Angeles, but they're both fighting for the same crowds in some respect, and I just have to wonder how long it's going to be before the Dodgers decide that they have to tear it down as well. And I think the Dodgers still are not as good a team as the Giants, and as we've talked the last couple of weeks, certainly through the spring, the Diamondbacks, at least results on the field, are not that far behind the Dodgers now. So the Dodgers may find themselves in a three-way fight as opposed to a two-way fight in terms of making the postseason in the National League West.
With that being said, A.J. Pollock out right now indefinitely, as far as I know. A return for the season is kind of what he's eyeing. But truth be told, I think the D-backs have made a lot of moves to put them in a position to contend and compete. You know, you bring Zach Greinke in, you bring some of these other guys that they have brought in as well, and I think you have a little bit of a recipe for success. How do you see the D-backs? I mean, I think you're changing your tune a little bit, if I'm not mistaken, because when we started talking about baseball earlier in the month of March, you kind of thought of them, you know, as a team kind of on the outside, but now I hear you talking like maybe they would be able to compete for this division. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think they can compete, and I'm not completely sold yet that they're a postseason team. I think they're a much improved team than they were last year, and a much improved team over what I thought when I saw the start of spring training. Interesting that you bring up the Pollock situation, because I was going to mention that he's obviously a key performer in that team and has been for a number of years. And however long he is out, and I understand he's scheduled for elbow surgery because it's fractured, so I'm not sure how long that's going to take. But it's never an easy transition back for a baseball player who has an elbow problem. We all know that. I think what has sort of dampened the Arizona situation a little bit is that the injury to Pollock has not only taken one of their best players out of the lineup, it's caused a couple of other changes, and perhaps they've weakened themselves at more than one position, because Owings is now going to move to center field, Segura is going to move from short to second, and Amid is going to move up from second string shortstop to first string shortstop. So it's the old question. You've not only weakened yourself at one position because you've lost perhaps your best offensive player from the everyday lineup, but have you also weakened yourself at two other spots in order to cover for that? So, again, I think the first 30 days are going to be quite interesting there. And in spring training, the left fielder and the right fielder, Peralta and Tomas, also flipped from what was the original chart. And how I kind of came up with that was that I looked at the opening day rosters last night and compared them to the projected depth charts at spring training, and across Major League Baseball, I think there was only six or seven guys that I would have considered to be surprises that made an opening day roster that I wouldn't have thought would have made them in the spring. So maybe that tells us once again that spring training is only really about getting in shape and getting into the routine of playing every day, as opposed to guys winning and losing jobs.
And guys have to, it's just next man up mentality, to be honest with you, when somebody gets hurt. So the next guy up has got to kind of get in there and replace him. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, the Diamondbacks have done a lot of things to pave the way for A.J. Pollock. They move Adam Eaton a few years ago. Enciarte gets traded to the Braves this offseason. And now they're in a situation where they're trying to, you know, they're trying just to get the most out of these middle infielder prospects that they have by moving Owings to center field. I have a feeling that Socrates Brito is going to earn his way into that center field position for the Diamondbacks, but it's some tough sledding. That's a, you know, you never want to lose one of your two key offensive players going into opening day. So, hey, while we're on the Diamondbacks, I kind of want to ask you, John, because we heard the news that Trevor Bauer did not make the Indians rotation. He's going to move out to the bullpen. Second pick overall, prospect with all the potential in the world. We're 5 years later here. I mean, is there anything to wait for with Trevor Bauer, or can we officially write the word bust on his baseball card?
I'm not sure you want to use the word bust. He certainly isn't going to be what he was projected to be. I think he's going to be one of these guys that was expected to be a stud at the top of the rotation, and he's probably going to end up being a pretty solid middle reliever and perhaps a little bit overpaid for that. But, you know, maybe his time, I think, has probably come and gone. Unless there's an injury and he steps in and does a really good job in terms of in a backup role to fill in for somebody that's hurt, I don't think Trevor Bauer will ever be the stud starter that everybody expected him to be when he came out of UCLA back in the late 2000s.
Hey, John, just a couple of minutes left here. Really appreciate you taking time out with us, a little extra duty for us. Give us kind of some crazy predictions, maybe who you think is a team that could shine that we're not talking about, and maybe a team that's going to let us down.
Well, I think it's an even year, so how do you bet against the San Francisco Giants winning the World Series? You know, that's kind of where I was looking. If you're looking for some predictions, my predictions are American League East Toronto, Central Kansas City, West Houston with Texas and Boston as your wildcard teams. And in the National League, I'm looking at Washington, the Cubs, the Giants with the Mets and the Cardinals as the two wildcard teams. And I'm looking at the Giants and Houston in the World Series, and that's kind of a pick'em in terms of talent. But again, I'm going with the Giants, if only because it's an even-numbered year. And over the last 6 or 7 years, we've seen that happen on an everyday basis. But 162 games, long season, we've said many times, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So let's look again in September and see how we were in terms of what we thought was going to happen and surprises.
Well, hey, there you go. You heard it. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, I think we're going to get the World Series we didn't get in 2003, the Cubs and the Boston Red Sox.
Well, that'll be interesting. But, you know, somehow, Jeff, I just have a feeling that both of those teams will find a way to come unstuck when the big money's on the line. I just think there's a weakness from both of those teams. Be interesting. Certainly would be a media issue. But let's keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, great stuff, John. Really appreciate you taking your time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure. By this time next week, I'll have my bags packed, ready to go to Florida the following day. So looking forward to that as well.
Awesome stuff. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down, Major League Baseball, opening day stuff, and a whole lot more, giving his predictions as well. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Just got done with John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. Gave us a prediction for who he thinks will be in the World Series, which would be Houston playing the Giants. Interesting matchup there, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Yeah. Houston, how quickly do they bounce back after being bounced over to the American League? They look like their most pathetic franchise in all sports, and being that inept paid off with high draft picks, and they developed them right, and they're in the right place right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll find out how real they are. You know, I mean, they were a team that kind of came out of the woodwork last year. Nobody really expected big things from them, but once you have those big things, then people kind of expect things from you. Whereas it's interesting with Kansas City, everybody keeps thinking they're going to kind of fall on their face, but they don't do that. And they just keep battling and they keep winning games. And I think Kansas City is going to be darn good once again, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, the experts don't like them. They lost some guy. They lost Zorbrist in the offseason. They lose Cueto, obviously, the rental player. And they got to bounce back, and I think that they got a good chance to do it.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're a champion, you're just a champion, and you kind of have that little bit of extra panache, if you will, and they're able to kind of figure out ways to win ball games maybe that they shouldn't win. But anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number one is definitely in the books. Hour number two on the horizon, we'll have Shane Koenig join us for a little bit. We'll talk some basketball with him. We'll wrap up the Final Four and look at his prediction for the national title game and a whole lot more. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.